grants a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a distribution warehouse to be located on a 10.89-acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 71.12 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Park Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 318, at the intersection of Park Avenue and Cedar Lane, which is Sussex County Route 321A. The 911 address is 22318 Cedar Lane, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 20, Parcel 81.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey. We have a copy of the staff analysis report letter. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter that's been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utilities Planning Division, and I would note that submitted into your paperless packet, we have 10 public comment letters. Thank you. And
okay, thank you.
Need to provide background or just,
Yeah, if you would, Mr. Witness.
So the Commission may recall this application. So this is an application that has previously been through the Planning and Zoning Commission. Prior to this application going to County Council, so the Commission actually had made a recommendation on this previously, it was noted that there was an inconsistency in the address shown in the legal ad. And out of an abundance of caution and to ensure that the application was properly noticed, it was agreed to restart the noticing and bring the application back before the Planning and Zoning Commission with a new legal ad. So this has been completely re-noticed and is now back before you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there someone here representing this application? And I would like to just offer the opportunity.
Yeah, I was just, well, we had talked about this. Since this is a redo of a prior hearing, you know, there was a record made and a recommendation made from the commission previously. So on the one hand, I don't want to limit anything that you want to state with regard to this application. On the other hand, you know, it is, you know, within your rights to just incorporate that record from the prior hearing into this one so that everything that was said and done in the prior hearing and presented would become the record of this hearing, so.
Sure, yeah, I'm fine with incorporating.
Okay, you might want to just state for the record, however, that, you know, in incorporating everything in the prior hearing, that nothing has changed with regard to your application since then.
Correct, yeah, and incorporate the prior record, nothing has changed from when I presented.
Right. And I would like to add as well that the new members do have access to all of that information, mm-hmm. so they're familiar with what you have already previously stated.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we do need your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Douglas Wade, and like my personal address?
Business address.
Business address is, what is it, 26029 Governor Stokely Road, okay. Georgetown, Delaware.
Thank you.
Just so we have a little more than that, if you could just give a really broad sort of overview of what the application is.
Sure. I own an e-commerce business in the area, and we currently have a few locations spread throughout the town of Georgetown. And so we're trying to develop moving all that into this one space on the property that we have there on Park Avenue. So it'll be warehouses that are just less than 10,000 square foot. We're planning to build two in the initial phase and then potentially four more after that as the business grows. but it'll just be warehousing. And then we have, you know, right now we employ 25 people. Hopefully we will grow as this happens, but it'll be, you know, normal 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday operations at the location, you know, minimal truck traffic, minimal traffic in and out. And like I stated before, we put it on the furthest possible point away that we could develop on the property, away from the residential uses in the area. So.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. It was a very interesting business, I have to say. I'm still impressed by that being happening in little old Sussex County. All right, we'll start with any questions that any of the commissioners may have, and we will start with Mr. Allen.
Just how many trucks per day are you talking?
Generally one, but others than UPS. So obviously we'll have UPS and FedEx, and then the mail carriers come every day.
I guess and your employees be parking on site also.
Employees will be parking on site, and our site plan accommodates for more than the 25 to begin with, and then if we expand out to the extra four buildings, then it's enough to accommodate, you know, if we were to grow to say 50 employees.
Perfect. Okay, so that's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
I don't have any.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. I have no questions.
Okay, council have any questions?
No, none for me. Thanks.
Any questions from staff? Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2395, Breezabella Land Group LLC? In favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Do we need to check downstairs, Mr. Whitehouse, to see if anybody in the overflow?
I don't believe there's anyone down there, but if you just give me one moment, I'm just to confirm. So yeah, say if there's no one down there.
Oh, great, okay. I'll skip that step for the next time. Okay, there being no questions, staff, planning and zoning, nobody has any other questions? Okay, we will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2395, Breezabella Land Group LLC. You can may stay with us to the end of the meeting to see how we move on your application, or you can call the office in the morning. Sorry.